Some more ticket text coming in at 248-539-9797. Same number to call into the show if you'd like to have your say as we're talking about the Detroit Tigers and who you think the biggest challenger is going to be from the American League to the Tigers, and also who's the key player in the second half for this Tiger team. Personally, I think as far as the challenger in the American League comes from, I think it's going to come from the Yankees. The Yankees have this ridiculously good lineup, and they still have holes in their lineup. If the Yankees wanted to go out and add a third baseman, they can. And yeah, it would make them more potent. And sometimes having all that offense can offset the problems you have with the pitching. But the Yankees have some pretty good pitching too. And knowing that the Yankees do what the Yankees do, which is add to their team all the time, because money doesn't matter to them. They can spend it as freely as they like. I just think the Yankees will be that team that will be the biggest challenger down the stretch. Yeah, I think Seattle's going to be tough. I think it's going to come down to Seattle, the Yankees, and the Tigers in the American League. And someone's not going to have a seat in the ALCS. We'll see how that works out. 248-539-9797. The Tigers perform better when Kerry Carpenter is on the field. He is a key for the second half. Yeah, and I'm anxious to hear if he is going to be back with the team starting tomorrow night in Texas, as he's had some time off with the hamstring issue. I'm hoping he's ready to go. It seemed like he thought he was getting really close, and if I had to push it for the Seattle series, maybe he could have played there, but having the extra time off is perfect for him. And he said he's already been swinging, and his swing has not suffered at all, so that's good news. And getting Kerry Carpenter back is a big lift for this offense. Key players, position player would be Wenzel Perez, and the pitcher would be Flaherty. The biggest American League competition are the Astros. I'm not as convinced about the Astros. And I say that knowing that the Astros are playing really good baseball right now. They lead the West. They lead Seattle by 5 games at this point. I'm not buying what they're doing. They've done this for too many years. At some point, it's going to have to stop where they lose players and doesn't matter. You know, they've lost players the last few years to other teams, and yet they still found themselves in the playoffs. And you know, Carlos Correa and George Springer were gone, and it didn't matter. They just still found a way. And then, you know, they lose Kyle Tucker and others this past year, and it doesn't matter. Here they are. I don't know if they can sustain that. I don't suspect they're going to sustain that. I think Seattle will have that opportunity to overtake them, and they will. But Houston should still be a playoff team. It's just my opinion. I have no problem with somebody wants to say it's going to be Houston. Good for you. As far as position player being Wenzel Perez being the key to the Tigers in the second half, I don't know. I mean, Perez is another guy that I like. Wenzel Perez, I like his versatility, but I don't see him as a starting player in Major League Baseball, at least on the Tigers. I think he's great in his role in spot starting when somebody's hurt. If you want to use him as a platoon player, fine. He's a switch hitter, so he can hit in all situations. And I love what he does because I think he hustles, and I think, you know, he showed that throughout 3 guys in a matter of like 2 weeks when he was in the outfield. There's a lot to like with Wenzel Perez, but I don't know if this is a guy that's going to be deserving of having, you know, 150 games played in a season, and how much is he going to play for the Tigers in the second half. I don't look at him as being is the key guy, but good for you. If you're calling your shot, you're calling your shot. Parker Meadows will be the key to their success in the second half. They'll need his bat like they did last season. Teams to worry about is Houston for the number one seed. That's Roger and Mount Clemens. I already talked about Houston. I'm just not buying Houston. They might be. I could be proven wrong, and I'll eat crow if that has to happen. As far as Parker Meadows is concerned, yeah, he has to have a really good second half of the season. In fact, I think he has a really good 2 weeks here. Not that he's going to be traded, but if he doesn't have a good 2 weeks, the Tigers have to think about what are they going to do. Do they need to send him down and put Javi Baez back in center field. If they do that, what does that do at shortstop? Does that mean you got more Trey Sweeney, or does that mean we'll just put McKinstry there and now we've got room to go out and get Suarez and have him play third base and we'll move Colt Keith all over the place? We'll see. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number, same number to text. You know, Kang, you've heard all of this that we've been talking about in terms of which player in the second half do you think is the guy that's going to be the key for the Tigers? And maybe that's different than the guy who has to step up, but that's how it's worded, is the key player for the Tigers in the second half. And who do you look at among the other teams in the American League is posing the biggest threat to the Tigers?
So the other teams? Well, first of all, just on a personal note, I'd like to see Kerry Carpenter have a great second half. And I know a bat isn't the biggest need, and I don't think a bat is the biggest need. I think someone in the bullpen, maybe Tommy Canley specifically, to help the Tigers as player-wise. But to your question right now about just the second-half team, I'm looking at the Yankees, and it's kind of for a lot of the reasons you mentioned, too. They have an unlimited bankroll. You know, they'll do anything and everything they can to get the best player, and they have all the assets and all the just, you know, the bankroll, like I said, the pocketbook to make it happen. They're already a good team. They're already a stacked team. So I just, as far as threats team-wise, I just look at the top, and it's always the New York Yankees to me, you know?
Yeah, I think the Yankees are a real threat. That lineup is so formidable, and they have the deepest pockets in all of baseball, and they can flex them at any time. So they can take on any kind of salary, and it doesn't matter. If somebody gets hurt and it doesn't work out, they don't care. They'll just go get somebody else. And the trade deadline, I think the Yankees are going to be a big-time player, and they already have that formidable lineup that can even make it more formidable. If they were to add a player like Suarez at third base to that team in that ballpark, because it's a bandbox. I mean, he'll hit another 20 home runs in the last 65 games.
Yeah, not only do they add, they block you from adding, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I know a lot of Tiger fans would like to see the Tigers be the ones that block teams like the Yankees from getting a player like that. But again, it's different because the Tigers' priorities are different. Each team has different priorities. And the Yankees, if their priority is to fill that third base spot that they have, that might have the bigger impact on their team than the Tigers in going and getting, you know, a bullpen arm. If they're unable to land one of the big bullpen arms, they just add, you know, a guy who's good but not great, then the impact is mitigated even more and the gap becomes bigger or narrowed, I guess, is the case is between the Tigers and whoever else is going to be a contender. But we'll see. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Switching gears to football, it's interesting to see what's going on in the National Football League with players and the draft picks that have yet to sign. Guys that were picked in the second round of the draft, most of them haven't signed to this point, including Tate Ratledge of the Lions. We haven't heard anything on the Tate Ratledge front. But there might be some movement going on right now. As I noticed that Ian Rappaport reported that the Bears and second-round pick Shamar Turner have agreed to terms on his four-year rookie contract, sources say, as the logjam slowly begins to open up. So if this means that it's going to start to open things up a little bit, more second-round picks are going to sign. The big issue with the second-round picks is that they want those contracts guaranteed. And that the NFL teams will not guarantee those contracts, at least the way that the collective bargaining agreement is set up. They don't have to. And I understand why it would rub players the wrong way. I mean, what the hell? And it only affects very few players that are drafted in the second round that don't get to, you know, fulfill the whole first contract. I don't know why they don't just guarantee it. But we'll see if that dam is starting to break here and allowing more second-round picks to get signed as they get ready for training camp. But, you know, with the Lions and their front, it's about Tate Ratledge. And it's so important to get Tate Ratledge in camp right away from day one because he's projected to be a starting player, whether it's a guard or at center. And if he's going to start at center, which is a position he never started at in Georgia, then he needs all the reps he can get. So we'll keep a close eye on that and see if he's coming in. But there are some big questions going into training camp, which again kind of starts today with the rookies coming in today and then the veterans report on Saturday. So, you know, by next week, we're going to have full on training camp football to talk about. We have some training camp questions that are out there, and also saw some more futures bets regarding running backs and what is expected in Vegas of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. We'll get to that next year on 97.1 The Ticket.